Welcome to the Fearless Femme podcast. Get ready for unfiltered chats that fuel your hustle and empower your spirit. We're here to teach you how to boldly own your space, crush fear, and tackle mindset, all while diving into things like business, marketing, and lifestyle. So get ready to boss up with us. Welcome back to episode 3 of the Fearless Femme podcast. I'm Emily, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thank you so much for listening. As you may know, we are a new podcast, and right now I'm just doing it solo, and I have a couple really exciting guests that will be coming on the podcast in the next few episodes. So stay tuned for that. I will definitely be posting more about that once things are finalized, but just kind of wanted to do a few solo episodes and feel this thing out and see how to actually run a podcast, because this is totally new to me. And so far, so good. I have received so much good feedback, which it just helps me to feel so much better about doing this and like boosts my confidence. And I'm just so grateful for that. So thank you for listening. This episode is going to be all about mistakes I have made in my previous businesses. And I feel like this is super valuable because, first of all, it kind of gives purpose to everything I've gone through. I mean, I can look at it and say, yes, there are things that I maybe would have done differently looking back, but also like the lessons learned from that and moving forward with that information is really where I know that I can actually see growth. And I don't think it was all in vain. And I think it did happen for a reason. And all those cliche things applies to that. Truly, I believe that. And when you jump in and you don't know what you're doing, you are bound to make mistakes. That is just going to happen. And I don't think you should call that a failure. I think it's called trying and being vulnerable and putting yourself out there. And you're going to make mistakes. You're going to mess up. That's just the way it is. And you really need to be open to that and accept that that is going to happen. So it's not a bad thing. It's just, that's life. That's how we learn. And there are some things that I feel like you could implement in your business, or if you don't have a business, but you're starting a business, just hear me out. Listen to this podcast episode before you do anything, because I have been there and there's a lot that I want to share about mistakes that I have made. Now, I am someone who is very passionate. If I come up with an idea, like I'm ready to go. I want to run with it. I want to take it all the way to the top, like 0 to 100, and figure it out along the way, which is great. That's very ambitious and that's a good quality to have. But sometimes it actually gets me into trouble. And I have started businesses in the past out of pure excitement, without a proper game plan, without a proper strategy, and just kind of ran with it. And that's great. And you can figure things out along the way, but there is an easier way, and it's called preparation. Number one mistake that I have made is trying to do everything all at once. So how it looks is you get excited, you overcommit, you have these big plans, high expectations. Like for me, I would tell myself, okay, I'm going to post 3 times a day, 5 days a week on social media, knowing full well that is too much for me. And I will tell you 100% of the time that will lead to burnout and feeling overwhelmed. And it's just not realistic. Also, it's not the only way to be successful. More is not always better, especially when it comes to this, because if you're posting consistent quality posts, that's going to do way better than posting 5 times a day and they're all shit posts. Like I've done both, and I'm telling you, if you just put your energy into quality posts, and if you post, you know, 4 times a week, like that's great. If you could only post 3 times a week, that's great. But be consistent and actually put time and effort into these posts to make them quality posts that will actually do well. So what I would do is, instead of trying to do everything all at once, break down what your goals are into smaller, manageable tasks. This is something that I've talked about in the past couple episodes, because again, I am someone that I get so excited, and I feel like as an entrepreneur and as a creative person, if you're listening to this and you're that person, naturally, we want to succeed. We want to run with it. We're excited and we're ambitious people. So I feel like it's almost inevitable. Like we have all felt this way where we're like, I want to do everything. And I actually feel like you can do everything, but like not straight out of the gate. Like break down your goals into smaller, more manageable tasks and actually set realistic expectations and timelines. This is where the all or nothing mindset really comes in, because and the all or nothing mindset is something that I am actively working on in my life. And it is honestly at the core of everything. Like for me, and this is even with like eating and like cleaning my house. And I think this might have to do with ADHD, but it is literally like, for me, I am like, if I am not doing 110%, like why am I even doing it? It's such a destructive way to think, and it sets yourself up for failure. I think that if you celebrate these small wins and every single bit of progress and notice that every win is making progress, then you can kind of avoid that. But I think that you need to go into this with the mindset of, I am respecting myself. I am giving myself the time to decompress, and I am not here to work 16 hours a day. Like, let's be real. If you work Monday to Friday and you have a side business you're trying to grow, you're going to work every day after work and the weekends and then not give any time for yourself. It's not realistic. And you may get somewhere in a couple months and make all this progress, but I am telling you, you are going to reach burnout and it is not realistic. It also, I think, that extreme mindset comes from the idea that you have to do more to make progress and more is better, and that you can't succeed if you're not working 24/7, which is a lie, which is a total lie. Like what I'm doing in my business is I want to set myself up to have days off and to be able to step back and not be like heavily involved in it for the rest of my life. Like I want to go live my life. And even though I love doing what I do and I'm creating this career that I absolutely love, I also know that, I mean, I don't want to be working 24/7 forever. Like I do not want that. And I feel like with entrepreneurship and like hustle culture, it just promotes that so much. And it promotes almost like neglecting yourself and taking that downtime. And it looks at it almost as a weakness when it's not. So I think it's important to be realistic with your goals by looking at your schedule and seeing where can I actually fit in working on my business and where can I actually schedule in that self-care time too. So if you do work Monday to Friday and you want to work on your business 2 days a week and have Saturday and Sunday off, that's great. It may take longer for you to get where you're going, but you're looking at the big picture here. You don't want to reach burnout. So even though if you only do 2 days a week, you can still get so much done in those 2 days, and they're going to be quality, productive days because you're not going to feel so burnt out. So more is not always better. And we need to get out of the mindset that you need to be working 24 hours a day to actually reach your goals. Like that is bullshit. It's not true. Get that out of your head immediately. Something that I struggle with is when I was an entrepreneur, only did my business. I didn't have another job. And it was so hard because I loved what I was doing, but I wanted to do it literally every single day. And that's another thing. Even if you enjoy what you're doing and you're doing it 7 days a week, that still could lead, it will lead to burnout. That is something that will definitely lead to burnout. So even if you enjoy it, I think you should set up a schedule and really create some structure for yourself and schedule in those self-care days, but also be realistic with your goals. So I would suggest actually practicing a time management technique that I have been doing. And it's, you basically time block and it helps you to focus on a task at hand. So I'll give myself like 15 minutes and I'll be like, okay, I have to get this done in 15 minutes. Or if that's like not realistic, it's like, okay, I have to get this done in 30 minutes and I'm only focusing on this one thing. And like, I feel like this is where ADHD comes in, and I am undiagnosed, but I'm pretty sure I have it. And I, as a creative again, I get overwhelmed and excited and I am all over the place. Like right now I'm looking at my screen. I think I have 15 tabs open. Not even lying. 15 tabs and 15 apps. And I jump all over the place and I find it really, really hard to focus. So if I give myself the time to focus on one thing at a time, which is like, yeah, common sense, do one thing at a time, but it's like actually block time out to complete these tasks, like follow through with it, block the time out in 20 minutes. This is what you're focusing on for 20 minutes. And you do this one thing in 20 minutes and get it done. It doesn't mean rush through it. If you need more time, then do it, but try to focus on one thing and get that done in that time, or extend it if you need to. Mistake number two, which is something that I am actively implementing as I grow my business and as I, you know, with the podcast venture and doing new things, is not having the proper systems in place to be organized for your business. So how it looks is maybe you do everything by pen and paper or in your notes app. I know that if I have a thought come in my mind and I'm on the couch watching TV and I'm like, oh, that's a good idea, I'll pop it in my notes app, which is fine. But sometimes if you are exclusively doing things by pen and paper or in your notes app, it's just not the most efficient way to manage your business. Or if you tell yourself you'll remember something, but you don't write it down, and then you go to execute your plan and you're like, what was I supposed to do? Like, I had an idea, but I can't remember. There are so many free programs and apps that you can use that will help you stay organized within your business and also maximize the time that you're spending on your business. Time is money, honestly. And we don't want to be spending 12 to 16 hours a day on our businesses forever. Like, yes, in the beginning, you're going to have to put that work in, but there are programs and apps and all these things out there with the way the technology is these days that you can use to be more efficient in your business. So why not use them? Some of them are free, some of them do cost, and there's pros and cons to that, which I think I will do an entire episode on, as I'm still kind of, you know, learning about different programs and figuring out which ones I like better and whatnot. But I just feel like in the beginning, focus on working smarter, not harder. If there are things that are going to make your life easier, it might be worth looking into. It might be worth spending that $20 a month or whatever it is to help organize your business and get more done. Because ultimately, if you're spending less time doing that, then you can have more time to do other things. It's like, why wouldn't you want to do that? And again, some things are worth it. Some things are like, there's a free version, use that instead. And some things, it is worth spending that money. So what I would do is really invest time in setting up efficient systems and processes for tasks like scheduling. So scheduling social media, I think that this is an absolute must for every single person that is an entrepreneur and has a business online. Like, get a scheduling app or program so that you can bulk create your content and schedule it. I am literally doing that after I record this podcast. I'm sitting down and I am planning all of my content for the next week because I have a busy week of work ahead of me. And I know, even though I tell myself, I'm like, oh, I'll just do it before work. Like, I work 8 to 4-ish. And then I'll say, oh, I'll just get up at 6. So I'm working like 6 to 8, planning content, putting it out for that day. Then 8 to 4, I'm working. Like, this is not sustainable. And so in the beginning, I still find myself doing this. Again, I'm learning. I'm not perfect, guys. Like, I've had many businesses, but we're talking about mistakes here. And I have made this mistake so many times. And then I look at my feed and I'm like, oh my God, like, I posted like 2 times this week. The post sucked because I was rushing and I was in the middle of, you know, doing something. I don't know. It's just like, I'm distracted. I'm not taking the time to dedicate to actually making quality posts and scheduling them so that there's consistency in my business. Because I'm telling you, that is so, so important when you're trying to grow your business, is being consistent. So if you can implement a system that helps with being more consistent with your social media, then you should definitely do that. And I would suggest Plan That. It's PlanNNThat.com. I have been using it for a couple weeks, just kind of experimenting with it, and I love it. I've used other apps like Planoly. There's one called Later, I think, and there's so many, and like, you can pick the one that fits within your price range. This one I like. It's not super expensive. I think it's like $20 a month or something. But again, this is probably one of the most important investments that you will make in your business. Bulk create your content, set aside time to make quality posts and schedule them. You don't have to worry about it for that week or that 2 weeks or however long you're scheduling out. You can schedule out even farther if you'd like. But I would say that is a tool that you should totally utilize for your business. There's also a bunch of like project management platforms. So that's something, if that applies to your business, I would suggest looking into that as well. Same thing with email marketing, like get this stuff automated, you guys. Like, do not sit there and be like, send each email, post each post. Like, that is, I'm telling you, it is not the best use of your time. I have done it both ways. And just use the systems that are in place. Pay the money. It's worth it. It's going to make your life easier in the long run. And it's going to help you be more consistent, which ultimately will help grow your business. Mistake number three is not having a strategic approach. So how it looks is maybe posting just a post, not having a clear brand identity. Quantity does not convert to sales. So not having a strategic approach looks like not having a social media strategy, just posting just to post, posting a lot and they're not quality posts, not having a sales funnel. Like, oh my gosh, I have failed miserably at this. Before my social media was my name, which at it's Emily Schwan, I was many things, but for the most recent venture, I was House of Daisy Design. I was an interior designer. I still am an interior designer, but I'm no longer taking clients. And I freaking blew up. My reels were taking off like left, right, and center. And I even had this reel reach almost 18 million views, which is... it was so stupid, which just pissed me off even more because I'm like, why couldn't it be something that was actually like meaningful? It totally wasn't. It was like this, it was like a joke. It was like poking fun at my husband, decorating the Christmas tree, and it got 18 million views. And I'm like, what the hell? Like my page at the time, like I was posting consistently and my reels were doing well, but I had no sales funnel. Like my bio was a mess. I didn't have a strategy. Like I was basically like just throwing things out there and was just seeing what was going to stick and like hoping for the best. That was literally my strategy for the longest time. And there's so many things that did work, which I am going to take with me with the business I'm doing now. But there's so many things that didn't work. And one of them was not having a more strategic approach to social media, because that truly is everything. So I would suggest really getting to understand who your target audience is and who your competition is, to really understand who your target client is. Because if you're just posting just to post, like you need to be posting to attract that target client. And you need to have a clear picture of who that target audience is, and then develop a marketing strategy that aligns with your business goals and with your target audience. Seek mentorship and advice from experienced people who can provide support. I have a freebie right now, which is more about how to cultivate a fearless mindset in business, but also the foundation of digital domination. So go download that freebie. I'll have the link in the show notes. It's also on my Instagram at my link in my bio. And I'm also going to be releasing a digital roadmap, which is going to be a no BS, no gatekeeping, comprehensive guide to everything you need to dominate the digital space. So I'm so excited for that, because that's going to be epic. I just really want to drive home the fact that you cannot go into a business and just hope for the best. It does not work. It may work and some things may stick and you may see engagement and growth, but eventually it will just die off. And then you're looking around like, well, now what do I post? Like, people need to know who you are, what you offer. You need to have a clear idea of who your target audience is. And if you have a better idea of who your target audience is, it's going to be easier for you to make content to target those people. Another mistake I have made previously in my businesses is not utilizing professionals for their services for certain things. So photography, websites, using those people to really make your brand stand out. And I am actively working on that right now. I need more brand photos and I need someone to create a really badass website for me. Could I do that? Maybe. I mean, I might be able to do it and save some money. It probably would look not as good. And so I feel like there's certain things that are worth investing in. Again, this kind of goes back to using those apps and programs and investing in them to help you be more efficient with your business. This is kind of the same thing, but using professionals to make your business look more professional and legitimate. Like, you don't have to do everything. You can outsource those things. Yes, you can take pictures here and there, business, but I would really suggest like investing in brand photos, like get a brand photo shoot done and using those images to promote your business. Because I'm telling you from my personal experience as a consumer and as someone who is always on social media, when I see those like professional brand photos, I'm immediately like, ooh, they like know what they're talking about. It helps to make your business look more legitimate. And I really think it actually promotes trust from your target audience to you. And you just look more professional. And I think that every business needs those brand photo shoots. Get a professional to create your website that really shows who you are and what your brand is. And I just feel like you can tell the difference between like a DIY and one that's been done by a professional. And if you've done yours and it looks amazing, like good for you. I just know that me personally, like I want to spend my time doing other things, creating in my business and whatever. And I would rather have someone else do it and it looks badass and it's done. So maybe think about investing in those two things, having a nice website if it's applicable to your business, and definitely get some nice branded photos done of you for your business. And the final mistake that I made, which I think we are all guilty of, and there's no shame in this whatsoever, but it is to track your freaking expenses and be organized as heck with your finances. Like when you are self-employed, it is freaking hard. There's so many expenses. I've had a business where it was a retail store and oh my God, there were so many items. There was so much, like there was expenses. That was my first six-figure business. So there was just a lot happening financially and man, I was not prepared at all. And I am not an expert in this. I am not going to try to give you advice when it comes to that, because if you talk to my husband, he'd be like, do not take financial advice from this girl. But we're working on it. We're working on it. We're getting better. I had never run a business before and that was my first try. And man, I got my ass kicked when it came to that. Thank God I had a really good accountant and we figured it out, but I'm not kidding. It probably took 2 years for me to get that done, for me to get those taxes done. Anyways, they're done. It's over with. But I would suggest really being overly diligent about your finances when it comes to your business. I actually had people before I started my business, they were like, yeah, you really need to like be super careful and watch what you're spending, or, you note your expenses and put this amount away for your taxes. And I'm like, yeah. No, because when that money starts coming in and you don't know what the hell you're doing, it's going to be a shit show. And I promise you, you are not going to regret being overly organized when it comes to your business, even if you have a smaller business. Because if things take off, you have to be ready for that takeoff. And if you're not, and your finances are all over the freaking place, and you don't know how much you owe in taxes and whatever, like figure that shit out first before you scale your business. Get a professional, get an accountant, get a freaking financial advisor, do something, but really take that seriously. And I know you may hear that a lot and you're like, yeah, I got it. But when it actually happens, you're like, oh shit. And that's just take it seriously. and get QuickBooks, get something to organize your expenses and your receipts and all of that stuff, and just really have a clear idea of how much money you're bringing in, how much money you owe, and definitely look into maybe more professional advice when it comes to that. I'm just telling you, based on my experience, that was a huge F up, a huge, huge F up. And I'm going to take full responsibility. Your girl had no idea what she was doing. Absolutely no idea. And I learned a lot, and I will not be doing that with this business. I will tell you that. So that was a huge mistake that I made. And to finish off this episode, I really just want to talk about that there is no way to avoid these mistakes. Yes, you can, you know, if you take this advice, I mean, I promise your life is going to be easier, because I wish I did this. Like, these are things that I wish I did before starting my businesses. And I would say be overly organized, prepare, like be overly prepared, be overly organized, and take your business seriously. Like, that is something that actually took me a long time. And I feel like I never really took my business seriously or took myself seriously until super recently, actually, because I would dismiss it constantly. And I'm like, oh, like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's whatever. It's not a big deal. And it's like, no, like, this is your business. Take it seriously. You deserve to have a more efficiently running business that you can scale and grow, and you deserve to make a lot of money, and you deserve it all. And if you take it seriously, take yourself seriously, I feel like it changes things. And I don't know why that was such a big thing for me, but I really found myself like dismissing my business and dismissing like what I wanted to do. And I don't know, it just was a big part in me not doing some of these things. And just take yourself seriously and make a game plan and go get that money, because you deserve it. And I'm just here to help along the way. If I can help with anything, that's my goal in life, honestly. I've had several businesses over 5 years of being an entrepreneur. I've had 2 businesses reach over 6 figures, and mid pandemic. So I would say that is, you know, there's something to be said about that for sure. And I made a ton of mistakes, and a lot of mistakes I made, I actually made them publicly. So it was kind of embarrassing. And it was definitely humbling. I would say entrepreneurship is a very humbling experience and can sometimes actually feel isolating and overwhelming. I would say that's exactly how I felt during my entrepreneurial experience. And I think that if you follow even half of these mistakes that I've made and do the opposite of them, you are way ahead. You are way ahead of the game. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed this. If you found this useful, please let me know. I am welcoming all feedback. You can send it to me in a DM. And if you need support or encouragement, send me a DM. I'm there for you. And if you found any of this useful, please share it with your friends. And if you could rate the podcast as well, that would be amazing. I'm asking so many things of you guys, but it means the world. And this is how we're going to grow and help more people. So thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week.